Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. You've heard a lot of talk about side hustles. A lot of people are talking about side hustles, working on side hustles. Part of it is about the money, and part of it could be like a passion project, right? It's not going to make them much money, but they love to do it. And a lot of people are doing this in addition to a full-time job. And I think those who pursue it say it's good for them as an employee, but how does it work for the employer? We're going to get into that part of the story today. Will Reyes is a full-time marketing content lead at a company called Humi, which is a software company in broadly in the HR world. She has a side gig in photography, and her CEO is also with us. Kevin Kleiman is co-founder and CEO of Humi. They're both joining us from Toronto. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hi.
Will, let's start with you. Tell us about this side gig. Why did you start it? And what do you actually do?
Yeah, of course. So like you said, I'm really into photography. I've been into it for a really long time. So maybe like 10 plus years that I've just enjoyed doing it as a hobby. It's probably started from when I was like in high school, just really loved tapping into that creative side. And maybe about 5 years ago, I started to monetize it and use it as a side hustle. And that just came from some friends like realizing that I was kind of good at this hobby that I had. And they asked me to take some engagement photos for them. And then from there, just started to, by word of mouth, just started to get a couple clients. And it's turned into kind of like a side gig now.
In this completely artificial continuum of it's all about the money and it's all about the passion, where is the lever on that continuum for you when it comes to photography?
I think it's more towards the passion side. Like I said, I was always into photography, so it was something I would be doing even if there was no money involved. Like I would have a camera and shoot wherever just because I love doing it. I don't know. It's turned into this thing that I could gain a little bit of extra income from, and so I roll with it, you know?
Yeah. And on this show, we talk about side hustles regularly. We talk about the gig economy. What was interesting to me about this conversation is, Kevin, your not only willingness, your endorsement of these side hustles. Why is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think having a side hustle can be a very strong signal that the person is a lifelong learner. And for us, lifelong learners tend to be great contributors at our company.
What sort of policies or practices, either articulated or not, do you ensure have this work for your company?
Yeah, you know, I think it starts with a great communication and clear expectations around the role and what is expected from the company. Because if that person is producing what the company is required, then they're free to go build their side hustle, pursue other interests, you know, as long as the company is getting what it needs. It's really hard to quantify that with any one metric or set of metrics. So I really hesitate to veer outside this place where there's a high level of trust and very strong communication between, you know, that employee and the person they're reporting to.
Will has used up all of her vacation days. She has this dream gig to do this event that she's been asked to photograph on a day in which not only she doesn't have the day off, but there's a meeting. How do you talk this through with her?
Yeah, I mean, she should absolutely do that gig, assuming that that meeting isn't vital to the company, because in the long run, the trust that we're going to build with Will is going to be so much more valuable than a couple more hours of her working at her day job. Mm.
I don't want to be ageist, but I do think it's important that we layer in a bit of generational context here, because I'm a Gen Xer and the side hustle thing wasn't around in my early career. And I run an organization with lots of different people. What are some things, Kevin, you would say about how different generations think about side hustles and the rights they have to pursue that while also earning a full-time paycheck?
So I would call bullshit there. I don't think they did think differently at all. I think that the different generations have access to a different level of resourcing and education. You know, if you have an interest in anything today, you can pursue that thing to the depths of the earth through YouTube and online learning. You want to start a like small business, it is so easy to spin something up wherein you have unlimited people to sell to. Have changed. Those things were not possible when you and I grew up. I think if they were, we would have gone for them. More people would have gone for them. I think it's really just in access and state of the world thing.
And I'm someone who's always done something on the side. Some of it would fit fully in a side hustle. Some of it would just be like I have a very extensive volunteer life. And there are trade-offs that need to be made in terms of the number of hours that you sleep, the number of emails you can possibly return in a day. As a business leader, for sure, there are times in which, on balance, I feel like that side hustle is taking away from that employee's contribution at work. Have you felt that ever?
Yeah, at times. And this is where the trust is so important to be able to have that conversation and readdress. It happens. I think it inevitably will. You can't accept that other people, will be able to work on side hustles and this type of thing won't happen. I think that's part and parcel of having a culture that embraces people's ability to go out and learn and try new things in tandem with their day-to-day job.
Will, how do you manage the balance this? How do you manage balancing this for yourself?
For me, it's just scheduling mostly. So I do Humi is remote first, so that kind of helps with it. If I need to get to anything urgent, being remote first kind of helps with that because I can get to that thing, just like juggle or go back and forth between like my side hustle and Humi just really quickly, like get to that urgent thing and then go right back to my what I'm doing for Humi. But aside from that, yeah, just like I said, scheduling, trying to fit all the things that I do for my side gigs like on the weekends or after hours, and then focusing on Humi stuff during like the regular working hours for Humi.
Kevin, how do you think about performance? Because if they're rock stars, super easy. Like they can demonstrate, they can do this without affecting their work. If they are not, do you get concerned, or how do you navigate a concern that the side hustle might be getting in the way?
I think this brings me back to the upfront expectations with respect to what the role is and what the outcome needs to be for the business. And if those things are clear and they're well matched with the employee's skill set, and it's going to be easier to understand where they are, like if they're dropping off relative to expectations. But if your expectations aren't like well tied to that person's abilities, irrespective of the side hustle, none of this is going to.
Organizations are fascinating ecosystems, and there are as like much as we'd like to say we avoid politics. Organizations involve people. So, how do you, Will, and maybe then Kevin second, navigate some of the stuff that might be in the unsaid? So, Will, you come in. Oh my God, I had the best weekend. I did this amazing thing, but I'm so exhausted. My weekend was so exhausting because I did this big thing. And one of your coworkers is like, I'm pretty exhausted after their weekend. I am rested and relaxed and ready to work because I don't have a side hustle.
Like Kevin has said, like trust is just the main thing there. Like even if I'm exhausted from having done a couple of things with my side gig on the weekend, like trusting that I'm still able to show up to work and do what I need to do at Humi is a big part of it. Just knowing that like what I do in my side gigs is something that I choose to do. It's not like I'm forced to do those things or they're for myself. And so if I'm a little bit tired on a Monday morning, it's all my choice, right? And at the end of the day, like the work that I do for Humi is separate from that. So
What do you think, Kevin, makes it work at Humi in a way that would be more complex at a company with 10,000 employees? What are some of the differences that would make this a more challenging thing to scale?
I think culture is very difficult to scale. You have to be very thoughtful about who you bring into the organization and how you treat them and how your expectations of how they treat other people. To your point, at 10,000 people, I don't know how that would scale. We're 150 right now.
Yeah.
It sounds like a daunting problem to me. Yeah, I wish I could.
It would be hard. Let me ask you another question. And I know this is a hypothetical because you may not have run into it. Some side hustles, there is a role in which that person is engaging other people around them. So let's say your side hustle is to sell something or to book people into an event. And there can be something that's a little uncomfortable about someone wanting to do a product, a multi-level marketing product display, you know, demonstration in the cafeteria over lunch or whatever it is.
I got you.
How do those sorts of things work? Because it's so much easier if you've got a no side hustle policy, you know, like it's written down. So sorry, I know you want to bring in your candles or your vitamins or whatever it is, but we just don't do that here.
Yeah, I think you can flip it to have it be a huge benefit to the organization. So I think intentions matter quite a bit. If people are preying on people with some yeah, absolutely. You don't allow that. But there are a lot of people with great intentions and interesting businesses that you want to put up in front of the entire company and help promote. This is a great example of that internally for us. One of the women who's worked at our company for a number of years, her name is Karen. She has a business called Sweet Afternoon. She makes these really awesome and really interesting sweets. And anytime we do a gift for a customer, I strongly encourage that we use her business over an outside vendor. And I think treating people well visibly within the organization is one of these great things that helps set culture. And maybe this is one of the things that will help it scale. I think it comes back to who you are and what your expectations are for people and what the culture is. But yeah, I think that like embracing it is probably the strongest path forward.
Just briefly before we go, social media. Woo! Someone's pumping their side hustle on social media. They are also an ambassador of your company. How do you navigate that?
Follow and retweet and give it all the love you possibly can, assuming the product is, you know, well-intentioned and a good representation of your company.
Yeah. Very interesting. It's very interesting stuff. I love that we're having this conversation. And I know I flew a lot of hypothetical balloons or lobbed a bunch of hypothetical balloons your way. What is inspiring about it is your value around leaning into the benefit of that side hustle. It's great. Thank you very much for the conversation. Will Reyes is a full-time marketing content lead at Humi. She also has a side gig in photography. Kevin Kleiman is co-founder and CEO of Humi, and he actually thinks that's kind of great. Really interesting stuff.